Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Real American Man, and this is your host, Billy Crocker. Welcome to today's episode, December 3rd, 2015. Here we sit, post-attack on our nation, on innocent civilians, innocent people down in San Bernardino, California. Yesterday, we were attacked. Now, we don't know all the details of this investigation up to this point. However, we do know a lot of things that certainly beg for more information. But what we have going on here is the PC police are out in full force, both yesterday for minutes after the attack, and they're still going strong today, trying to cover up everything that they possibly can if it has to do with radical Islam or anything to do with terrorism. The liberal left-wing media wants to focus on gun control. They want this to be about gun control. But yesterday, 14 lives were lost due to senseless violence committed by two individuals who had no other purpose in mind but to instill terror into the minds of these people in San Bernardino. Now, within an hour of the shootings, the PC police, they started their efforts to defend any chance of this being terrorism. They wanted to shift our focus to the gun control and why it's all Republicans' fault, right? But now we know more. Today, just a short while ago, and it is now a little after 1:30 Eastern time, just a little short while ago, the San Bernardino Police Department came on, the chief of police there, as well as the FBI and the Sheriff's Department spoke to the media. And what we do know is some very, very interesting facts. Okay, what we know is that the man, Saeed, he came here back to this nation in July of 2014. He brought a woman with him who had a Pakistani passport. Saeed, he was an American citizen. We know that he was in Saudi Arabia a lot. We know that he went to Pakistan. We know that the woman had a Pakistani passport. We know that she was his girlfriend initially, and then later on they got married. So we're assuming this was sometime after July of 2014. We know he had a six-month-old child whenever all this took place. We know that there has now been an increase in the number of injured. It was 14 dead, 17 injured, now going from 14 dead, 21 injured. We know that at the scene of the initial shooting, that there was three pipe bombs tied together, that it was supposed to be controlled by some type of a remote-controlled vehicle, remote-controlled car, and that it seems as though that it did not work. Now, they're not sure if they attempted to blow up the pipe bombs and it was faulty, or if they never had an opportunity to do anything with them. But three pipe bombs found at the scene in a bag. We know that they found several rounds of ammunition at the scene of the crime. We know that they found several high-capacity 223 round magazines at the scene of the crime that they apparently dropped after emptying those cartridges. We know that at the second shooting that there was 76 rifle rounds at the place of termination where the suspects were actually killed later on in the process whenever they were in their SUV. We know that the vehicle that they were in, that they had rented that vehicle 3 to 4 days prior to this incident happening, and that the vehicle was actually due back on that day. So yesterday, that vehicle was due back at the rental location. I personally, a question that was not asked, would love to know the details of that rental. If we know that they rented it, I'd love to know where it was rented from and to be able to talk to the individual that they rented it from, if they ended up doing it with a person, and see what their mood was then, what it seemed like that maybe their purpose was, if they had a purpose. Usually you have to put some type of a destination. You have to purchase, or you're given the opportunity to purchase insurance and, you know, all these types of things. So, you know, was any of that, could that give us any insight into what their broader plan was? And listen, folks, as you know, as we started talking about this yesterday, as everyone was starting to try to figure out exactly what was going on, the biggest reason why we were having to speculate is because there were so many rumors going around, and the police department and the FBI and the government was not telling us a thing. But I know, Billy Crocker knows personally from listening to the dispatch radio traffic on a radio app I have on my phone. I immediately started listening to the radio traffic there in San Bernardino, and I know for a fact, I heard with my own ears, them mention on at least one occasion that there was a suspicion that it was a Middle Eastern man that they were looking for. Yet, whenever that was brought up, whenever that was asked, they denied that. Now, look, these folks were missing for nearly 4 hours after the shooting, and the only thing they would give us was they thought they were potentially looking for three males. They would not give a race. They gave us a slight description of the clothes that they were wearing, but they would not give a race. And we now know that there was an idea, a strong suggestion, that this individual was Middle Eastern. And that and yet within an hour, the president and, well, I don't know that his comments were within an hour, but the president's comments, you have the Daily News that had the New York Daily News, which is despicable organization as far as I'm concerned. You've got two things that's happened from that organization in the past week. You've got the Planned Parenthood police that not a single Republican, that not a single conservative, that not a single conscious individual okay, is supporting or believes that was right. Okay, there are deranged and delusional individuals who think that what took place at the Planned Parenthood in Colorado was a sensible act. No one is, in their right mind, is supporting that, is promoting that whatsoever. We stand for life, and that means all life. And so those individuals that were shot and killed in Planned Parenthood in Colorado, it's wrong. It should have never happened. I talked about this yesterday and the political correctness that was going on with it. But you have New York Daily News that put out their post-Planned Parenthood shooting saying, hate loaded the gun. That was their front page. And they keep making these editorial comments and these opinionated comments instead of just journalism, instead of just facts. They keep making these claims that are so biased, it's ridiculous. Hate loaded the gun. And then you really knew where they were coming from. But you know, beside that, they had pictures of Carly Fiorina, and I believe Donald Trump was on there as well. And they were attacking the right-wing pro-life movement and trying to say that somehow that we were responsible for the Planned Parenthood attacks. And that's just preposterous. But now you have this incident here where everything seems to be pointing to at least an Islamic-inspired attack. Even if it was not directly related, it is clear that they had Islamic ties. We do know that the man, that he had religious readings that says that he enjoyed doing that, and some of his online profiles that he enjoyed religious readings. We know that he had, when he came back from overseas, that he was growing out a beard, that there was definitely some changes going on. He was more reserved. He wasn't really talkative. We know that this was a Christmas party. A holiday party, if you want to continue to be politically correct. And something frustrated him, something irritated him. But listen, what the left-wing liberal media wanted us to believe yesterday was that these individuals, that this wife and husband, simply that he got upset, went home, I don't know, I guess pulled this gun out of a trash can somewhere or something, because there was no pre-thought to it. It's just workplace violence. And how in the world did he get his hands on these guns? How did he get his hands on all this? You know, that's all it is. It has nothing to do with terrorism. It has nothing to do with Islam. It has nothing to do with any, because the only people who perpetrate crimes in this country are just white male Christians, right? It's ridiculous. But that's what they wanted us to believe, and they're still trying to get us to believe. There's no way – it didn't have anything to do with that. And they're trying to grasp at everything that they possibly can to try to suggest that none of this had anything to do with Islam. And the more they move along this process, the clearer and clearer it is becoming that it does. And this morning before the comments from the chief of police down there in San Bernardino – my opinions on this was before that even came out, and now you've got Pakistani passports from the wife, and you've got the man did not only travel to Saudi Arabia, but he also traveled to Pakistan. You've got all these things that are coming together that are showing more and more and more that this is what it's related to. But I said this morning through my social profile, excuse me, that whether or not this ends up being directly related or even in a roundabout way related to Islamic terrorism or to ISIS or anything like that, because of the way that the liberal left-wing media responded, at the end of the day, this is about Islam. Because what you see is the same thing that happened with Benghazi. You have the same thing that happened with Fort Hood. You have the same thing that happened with the Boston Marathon bombings. There is this strong desire at every turn, at every terrorist attack that we go through, to try to defend the Islamic faith to no end. And it absolutely amazes me that a faith that promotes, I mean, in their circles, in many of their circles, they promote honor killings of their children. You know, there's a lot of confusion as to how in the world could this family have given their six-month-old daughter, knowing that they may never see that child again, knowing that child may never see them again, and will not ever see them again. Knowing, why would they do that? Well, folks, it's because if it proves to be true that they are from an Islamic background, listen, Islam is not pro-family. They're not. They are not pro-family. You look at the Quran, and you look at the writings that they have in there, and these are things that are not happening, you know, years and years and years ago. These are things that are happening recently. These are things that are happening right now. Okay? So, yeah, we can talk all day long about how, well, you know, the Christian Bible, it had things in there, and look at the things they did in the Old Testament. Well, we're not B.C. here, okay? We're not thousands and thousands of years ago. We're trying to talk about what's happening right now. And you can make that. We can have that debate another day because it's not applicable to today. There is not a mainstream Christian organization. There is not a broad influence from Christianity to go out and commit killings, to go out and commit violence against family members, against the general public, to get a point across. There is not that speech happening in a Christian circle. It's not happening. Yet in the Islamic faith, you have it happening all across the world, and even in this nation. We know from research and from studies and from investigations that the FBI has done and other organizations that we have in this nation mosques, Islamic mosques that are preaching hate, that are preaching violence against America, that are preaching the destruction of Israel. This is happening right now, today, in this country. And yet we are trying as hard as we can for some reason to defend this faith. And I have no earthly idea why. I have no idea why. And you see the New York Daily News, before they even knew what was going on with this, before they even knew what was happening, the New York Daily News put out for their newspaper headline for today that God isn't fixing this. And then they put a Twitter post from the political candidates only on the right, of course, because, you know, they're the ones that are against everyone, from Ted Cruz, and I believe Ted Cruz was on there, and Carly Fiorina, and Rand Paul, and a few other individuals, saying that we're praying for those in San Bernardino. And their headline is, God isn't fixing this, in big, bold letters. God isn't fixing this. Well, what a slap in the face to people that are simply saying, I'm praying for those victims and their families, and that's your response because you're so angry about gun control. It happened in California, people. California. I mean, I don't think I have to tell you, Texans think of Californians. They don't think very highly of them, okay? Because generally speaking, the general idea of Californians is that they're left-wing liberal nutheads. I'm not saying that every Californian is that way because that's not true. That's not what I'm suggesting, but that's the way that a lot of Texans view Californians. No one that I believe in this nation thinks that there's a bunch of redneck, conservative, NRA supporter Republicans filling California. Hardly anyone believes that. It's just the opposite is what they believe. And once again, I know that I'm sure there are Republicans and there are conservatives, and there may even be some rednecks in California, but they're probably transplanted from some other state. But the point that I'm trying to make is that it happened in California where gun control is there. They have gun control. I mean, about the only thing that you could do more, there are some things. Oh, okay, I don't understand how these individuals were able to get their hands on, apparently they had 1,600 rounds of ammunition, both .223 rounds and 9mm rounds in their vehicle with them. And then once they arrived at their home, they had over 2,000 rounds of ammunition in their home. Why in the world do these people have 3,600 rounds of ammunition? I do not know. But another thing that they found when they went to that home was not just the rounds of ammunition. That's gun control. But the other thing that they found in their home was another 12 pipe bombs and bomb-making material. 12 pipe bombs. 12 of them. I can only imagine what would have happened if the 3 pipe bombs they brought into the facility would have went off. What would have happened there? But you've got to speculate. You have to. That why in the, I mean, did they just like want us to see how good they can make a pipe bomb? They had 12 other pipe bombs for some reason. I mean, you know, there was some reason that they had that in their garage. I doubt it was decor for their home. And so, you know, I mean, there's got to be some reason, and that has absolutely nothing to do with gun control. These people were going to commit violent acts, whether or without the approval of left-wing liberals or right-wing conservatives, it did not matter. They were going to do what they were going to do. They had a plan. They pre-planned it. They mapped it out. They knew exactly what they were doing. Now, I believe, personally, that they wanted to do more. That I don't understand why they had all that. I think they wanted to do more. And so maybe they got irritated. Maybe they got aggravated and upset, and so they didn't do as much as they wanted to. But I think that they clearly wanted to do more. And so I just don't understand. You know, you've got the Fort Hood shooting. I want to take you back to that. The Fort Hood shooting and you know, the despicable human being that committed that act, who unfortunately was a military member, an officer nonetheless at that time, comes in, yells, "Allahu Akbar, God is great, God," you know, all this stuff. And that was deemed workplace violence. Workplace violence. Allahu Akbar, workplace violence. Shoots and kills a number of people. I don't understand that. I mean, I just do not understand that. How in the world is that workplace violence? It just doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense at all. That was not workplace violence. That was terrorism. It was terrorism. Okay? Then you have the Benghazi situation where American citizens lost their lives there. And what this administration went out and continually tried to prove was that this had to do with some sort of a video that was being mean about Muhammad and Islam, and that's the reason why they did this. Give me a break. And we know now, and the administration now says that it was terrorism. That it was terroristic acts based on ideology of anti-American sentiments. That's what that was about. But what they tried to promote was that it had nothing to do with that, because that doesn't fit their agenda. The Fort Hood shooting did not fit their agenda. The shooting now in San Bernardino does not fit their agenda. I can guarantee you that we'd have another hate loaded the gun front page article from New York Daily News if the individual that ended up committing these crimes would have been a white, male, conservative, Christian, American, right-wing NRA supporter, Republican. I can guarantee you that they would be genuinely upset and talking about how Christians are the cause of all this. They jump that bandwagon quicker than anybody. And that has no basis. Because I know that there's got to be someone listening right now that's saying, you know, well, okay, but that's what you're doing with the Islamic faith. Well, that's because there's basis to it. There is no basis to the argument that Christianity is supporting violent acts of extremism anywhere in this world. It's not happening. It's not going on. Yet you have. There is a strong basis for the argument that the Islamic faith and those that are following the Islamic faith, majority of the teachings and the thought processes that go towards the Islamic faith are that of violent extremism, anti-American sentiments, and the destruction of Israel. It is just a plain, simple truth. I've never heard Israel claim that their desire, that their hope, is to wipe Iran off the map. I've never heard them say that. They have no desire to destroy Muslims. They have no desire to wipe Muslims off the face of this earth. Yet I have heard, I don't know how many times, Muslims claim that they want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. America has never, whether it be a Republican president or an American president, claimed that they want to wipe the Islamic faith off the face of the earth. They've said radical Islam. They've said radical extremism. They've said radical Muslims, because that's who we're fighting. That is the ideology that we're fighting against. That is what's causing these attacks. That's what caused 9/11. That's what caused Benghazi. That's what caused the Boston bombing. That's what caused Fort Hood shooting. That's what caused the San Bernardino shooting. That's the ideology that we're fighting. And we cannot continue to sit here and put our heads in the sand and ignore the plain, simple, black and white facts that are before us. And we want to sit here and try to have an argument about gun control. Folks, we got bigger problems than gun control. Is that a big problem? Yeah, it is, but it's not the biggest problem. Okay, you got Democrats that just got finished saying in their most recent political thing what is the biggest threat to our nation, and they continue to say climate change. And they have said that post the Paris attack, they have said climate change is still our biggest national security concern. I saw something online the other day that about made me fall out of my chair laughing, but it's not very funny, unfortunately, that Obama probably wishes that he could replace his top general, his national security advisor, with the head of PETA or some other environmental agency. Because apparently that's what we're trying to defend against the most. That's the biggest threat to our national security. And, you know, if you look at just ISIS as a whole, there is a mainstream left-wing liberal thought out there that ISIS has been created because of climate change, that it began with climate change, that's why all that happened. That's why we're dealing with this. That's why we're dealing with radical Islam, because of climate change. That if you just would not have thrown your plastic bottle in the trash can last night, that we would not have ISIS. We would not have had Al-Qaeda. We would not have had the Syrian uprising. We would not have all this going on across the world, and particularly in the Middle East. That's absolutely preposterous. Okay, these people are not angry. I mean, I'm not saying that they're not angry about this, because I've read the results behind that that the drought that was going on in Syria that led to the farmers losing their crops and everything and losing their income, and they came into the city and Syria's president was not supportive, was not helpful, and actually started attacking them because they were so frustrated. And so I get that. I do get that correlation. I genuinely do. That so that ticked them off, right? But ISIS and Al-Qaeda and radical Islam has absolutely nothing to do. The desire that goes into the hatred that is fueled towards America and Israel, absolutely nothing, 0% to do with climate change. And if you genuinely, truthfully think that, stop talking. Just quit. Because it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So, I mean, listen, folks, we've got to change our tune. We've got to figure out a focus, okay? President Barack Obama does not desire to address the issue of Islamic extremism. He does not desire to deal with it. Neither does any other Democratic presidential candidate. And that is extremely concerning to me, that they do not even want to address it, because in their minds, it's not an issue. It's not a problem. Yet we have things going on around us in this world and here at home and abroad that are clearly showing otherwise. Now, you can continue to bury your head in the sand and ignore it. But what you cannot say is that you do not know. You cannot say that you do not know anything. You cannot say that you just didn't realize it. no longer can you stand there. And I say no longer like this is the line. The line was drawn many attacks ago, many instances ago, okay? It should have been drawn on 9/11, and it should have never been crossed again. But apparently we've got some people that have forgotten about 9/11 and the result of the attack and the inspiration behind that attack. Apparently people have forgotten, you know, everybody's like, well, why does it matter if you went to Saudi Arabia or not? Let me remind you that 15 of the 19 hijackers on 9/11 were Saudi Arabian. Their citizenship was from Saudi Arabia. 15 of the 19 hijackers on 9/11 were from Saudi Arabia. So don't tell me that that doesn't matter, okay? Don't tell me that doesn't matter. It matters. We've got to start paying attention. We've got to demand more insight into the Islamic extremism that's going on in our country. We've got to figure this out, folks. We cannot continue to let this go. Because it's our lives that are at risk. It's our national values that are at risk. I love this country to no end. I am a red-blooded fire. I mean, just I am on fire for my nation. Always have been and always will be. And I just ask that you do the same. If you are an American citizen, I ask that you stop burying your head in the sand. Stop ignoring all the facts that surround us when it comes to radical Islam. Wake up and realize that that is a broader issue. These small attacks from idiots like Roof down there in South Carolina and this delusional, deranged individual in Colorado for the Planned Parenthood shooting, he's not a man whatsoever. But that individual, these small things are going to happen. But those small things are not from a broader inspiration. They're not. They are not from a broader inspiration. Islamic extremism is from a broader topic, a broader issue, a broader inspiration. We've got to respond. We have to respond. Thank you so much for listening in today. Once again, it's December 3rd, 2015. I'm your host, Billy Crocker, and you've been listening to Real American Man. Thank you so much for listening in. Please visit me on Facebook, facebook.com/Real American Man. Would love to have your like on my Facebook page, and we'll keep you updated on everything that's going on. Once again, we're praying for all those out there in San Bernardino and all the victims. We're praying for the police department, the sheriff's department, all the local and federal authorities that are involved in this case. We're praying for all of you, and we know that prayer matters. We know that prayer changes things. We know that God can fix this. We know that God can do amazing things. If only we would be willing to let him in to our nation again. Unfortunately, we seem to be a nation that wants to deny all existence of God. We're praying for all of those that are involved, and we do not advocate responding to Islam, okay, folks? We do not want to respond to Islam. We want to respond to radical Islam, and we need to do that now. Thank you so much once again. God bless you all. Take care, and have a great rest of your week.